Greetings, this is James Gunn with As You Wish Talk Radio on the BBS Network. A lot going on out there on the planet right now, and we'll try to make some sense of it tonight, although good luck with that. It's full-blown crazy out there. There's a few announcements I need to make before we go on. A lot happening on the roadshow. So for those of you who have not met Ashley and Joseph, they're kind of one of the main anchors of the ranch, and they take care of the place when I'm gone, and they're doing a wonderful job out there, you know, taking the show to the road and putting on a little presentation and then talking to people about volunteers and things of that nature. So I need to give you a little shout out on what's going on there. If you want to find out more about that, go to privateinvitationesetti.com. And their next event is in Eugene, Oregon, and it's this Monday, March 13th. And the following one, they'll be in Portland, Oregon, Thursday, March 16th. And then Ashley has her webinar Saturday, March 18th, and then they're going to be in Seattle Sunday, May 21st. So write those down on your calendar or go to privateinvitationesetti.com. Again, privateinvitationesetti.com. And you can find out more about the roadshow and everything else going on at the ranch. There's been some major breakthroughs here. I just did a two-hour show on Fade to Black and with Jimmy Church. Great show. And so now they want me to come on Coast to Coast. So I will be coming back on Coast to Coast after quite some time with Jimmy Church for a three-hour show. And we're going to cover the whole gamut. We're going to talk about the transdimensional war going on, how to protect yourself. We're just going to cover everything, and you know, the real history of the Earth, and what we need to do to turn this planet around. So it's going to be a three-hour show with a lot of information and a lot of helpful things to help you, you know, get through these times that we're in. And speaking of these times, also too, I'll be on After Midnight, and that was Art Bell's show. He's kind of, I think he's retired and he has somebody else doing the show. I believe her name's Heather. But I'll be on that show again on March 17th. And that's another, I think it's a two-hour show. So, we're getting the word out to hundreds of millions of people right now. And so things have really taken off. And there was a time where I didn't think I was going to make it, to be honest with you, but as usual, it seems like spirit comes through and takes care of things and, you know, puts me back together and puts my energy back, and then I'm ready for the next push. So it's kind of a push-pull right now with almost everybody. It's like we don't think we're going to get through. We think that, you know, the end's here and we're about ready to give up. And then all of a sudden, out of the blue, help comes. And if you're open to the help, pray for the help and pay attention. You know, don't fall into the victim role. And if you pay attention, the help comes. And I had something. I had a Dr. Joel here in Hawaii. And, you know, after going to all these doctors and all these different people and getting checked out, nobody could nail it, you know, what's going on, you know, with my system. And my system was totally shutting down. And my skin was just, you know, I was about ready to just jump out of it and give it up. It was so bad. But I finally... you know, finally figured it out with an enlightened doctor that actually used enlightened techniques to go to the source of the problem and actually doing some allopathic things and other natural things to get rid of this. But it turned out to be a mold. And these chemtrails that they're spraying are actually bringing molds down from the upper atmosphere. And some of them are molds. And there's everything in these chemtrails from, you know, aluminum oxide to barium to strontium to... there's just a whole plethora of elements in there. And if you look at the side effects of these elements, you'll know what's happening to your bodies. So, you know, people are having heart problems, they're having upper respiratory problems, gastrointestinal problems, and a lot of muscle and joint pain and a lot of skin problems and things like that. And if you look at what they're spraying in these chemtrails, you'll find that all of these symptoms are actually the same symptoms you get from the chemtrail poisoning that's going on. And it's rampant. It's beyond imagination right now. And you know, we have sources that are pretty close to Trump. And And we put that message out to them that first and foremost, let's deal with the chemtrail problem. You know, let's put an end to this because this is pure insanity. So there's a guy named Klaus. I can't remember his name. I'll see if I can get it before the end of the show. And he's a German kind of a scientist and a writer, journalist. And he nails it. I mean, he goes in there and he's done the research and he nails it. And he goes everything through the chemicals, the heavy metals, which are accumulative, that we have to get out of our system. We have to get our livers cleansed, you know, and get these things out of our system, and which actually makes us susceptible to the other things that they're spraying. And the other things are like nanotechnology. And some of this stuff, it's alive. You know, and it's things like these little spider creatures and Morgellons and things like that. You know, this isn't conspiracy. This is fact. The science is in. And what's happening is NASA and these other guys, the deep state, they're involved in these chemtrails. They think they can control this. And the things that they're creating, they think they can control this, but they can't. It's out of their control. And the beings that are sponsoring this kind of behavior are very nasty entities. It's the Archon Network. You know, the reptilians, greys, it's alien technology. And they have no control over this technology. They think they do, but they don't. And this technology is actually taking them over as well. So, you know, not to burst your bubble, but this is a reality. We need to really go into that. Sign up for the newsletter. I just put another newsletter out on that, you know, entitled Chemtrails, and it has all this information in it. So you can go back in the archives. It's free. And there's no reason why you can't get this information, because it's coming out all over the net. But I'll get his last name here and put it out. I'll put it back out. Maybe I'll put the whole thing back out on the newsletter. So it's very easy. Just go to the website and sign in for the newsletter. It's free. And you'll get updates on all the things going on. I wanted to talk a little bit about the global reset, and that's really gone dark right now. It's interesting because it looked as if everything was in place, and all of my sources were coming back saying it's finally done, everything's in place. It could be any day now. I still get it's a little ways out. When I tap into it spiritually, I keep getting, no, it's still a little ways out. But it is coming, you know, and things are in place. What happens is, you know, a lot of these guys underestimated the dark forces, and they underestimated the transdimensional war that's going on and who's behind it. And I want to break that down so you understand what they're up against, because, you know, they're up against some pretty crazy stuff. So, you know, basically what you've got going on is you've got this grid, which is being torn down by the higher dimensional beings. And it's an Archon grid or reptilian grid. You can call it anything you want. But, you know, basically it's some people call it the Draconian grid. It's a grid of enslavement. And it's, you know, AI is part of that. The chemtrails are part of that. The cell phones are part of that. The wireless mode is part of that. Your smart meters are all part of that. It's all tied together. And what they really want us to do is turn us into nice little, you know, consumer worker bees and robots. And they actually have the technology now to spray like RNA and things like that, where they can start gene splicing and changing your genes. And they can shut off parts of your brain that allow you to access the higher consciousness and energy. It's gotten to that state, and the people that are behind this are controlled. They don't even know they're being controlled. They've lost it. And so I want to talk a little bit more about how that happens. So when you have the elite, you know, the globalists, you might say, that are trying, they want total control. They want total power over everybody. The problem is that these beings have done rituals, and they've made connections, and they've sold their soul for power and wealth and fame, and they've actually done these rituals and these other things, and they've allowed themselves to be possessed and taken over, and they don't even have access to their soul anymore. So that's why they can do these inhuman acts. They're not human anymore. They're no longer human. Humans wouldn't do the things that are being done right now. And so you have to understand this. You have to understand how this works. And if you don't understand it, you'll be subject to it. So enlightenment means to be in knowledge of all of it, the whole spectrum, from the lowest of the lowest to the highest of the highest. It doesn't mean living a half truth. It doesn't mean, you know, bending yourself into a pretzel and doing yoga so everything's okay. If you knew the origins of yoga, you'd realize that everything goes back to the stars. You know, the same with thing with all the religions, they all go back to the stars. The Anunnaki created the religions, and there were some benevolent Anunnaki here helping out, and there were some not so benevolent Anunnaki here doing their thing. And there's great wars and turf wars and other things. A lot of the Egyptian gods, especially the Greek gods, ancient Sumerian gods, Enki and Enlil, all those guys, that was all Anunnaki. And a lot of people, you know, they had a lot of people following them, and some were benevolent, like Enki was very benevolent. Enlil was not so benevolent. He was the warrior. He was the general. You know, he was here to make sure everything went, you know, in a certain direction. And he wasn't a real happy camper here. He didn't even want to be here. And you know, he kind of took it out on the people. But he thought we were very noisy and very a bother, you know, so in the ancient times. And so I'm going to give you a little bit of the history so you can understand what's going on and how this came into place. But many, many thousands of years, some say 600,000, there was different attempts to come and colonize the earth. The first ones were the ancient Lyrians. They were the tall ones, and they were the Anunnaki. Nibiru is not their home world. Nibiru is nothing more than a satellite. They came from ancient Lyra, and the ancient Lyrians are very tall, very tall beings, and that's why you have, you know, these beds that are, you know, 18 feet long and things like that in ancient times. That's why the arches were so tall in the ancient temples and things like that, because, you know, their arches and their chairs and everything were enormous, because they were enormous beings. They were very tall, very big. So a lot of people, you know, will have different names for them. They call them the Anunnaki, the Nephilim. There's different classes of these beings that came. Some were kind of like workers that revolted, and some were, you know, the gods, basically, that we refer to them as the gods. They are not God because something created them. They had a mother, and there is something beyond that. So what happened on Earth is the Earth was evolving naturally. So when I say naturally, I'm not talking about Darwin. I'm talking about a co-creative thing happening here, because it is, you know, basically creative evolution is what happens. It's not evolution. It's not just creation. It's both. And they work together. Things are created to evolve and to adapt. And so that's, if you look at it that way, you'll start to figure things out. If you realize all the continents were together at one time, and the Earth was seeded with technology and biology and genetics, both human and plant genetics from different star nations, then your archaeology and your biology all start to make sense. Otherwise, it doesn't make sense. And I want to cover a little bit about the Darwin theory. You know, they say that these things evolved through random mutation. You know, this fish, you know, became an amphibian, the amphibian became a reptile, the reptile started, you know, growing feathers and elongated fingers, and had all these multiple random mutations, the odds of which are basically zero for that being beneficial and happening. And then they became a bird, and the bird became this, and it just goes on and on. But they have no links in between. There's nothing in the fossil records to validate that. And so the odds of a random mutation being beneficial and having a whole lot of mutations at once don't make any sense at all. Genetic engineering, yes, that makes total sense. Having a higher intelligence involved in genetic engineering, complete sense. Having masters and beings and other advanced cultures coming here and bringing their technology and their genetics totally makes sense. It all fits, you know, into archaeology. You know, who built these giant temples? You know, who had that technology? you know, where did all of the extreme diversity of plant life come from here? You know, a lot of the flowers here in Hawaii actually came from the Pleiades, like Plumeria and some of the other ones. They actually came from the Pleiades. And if you talk to the ancient times, the people that know about the ancient times, the kahunas and things like that, you know, they'll point at the Pleiades. And a lot of them will say they came from Africa. They started in Africa and they went island hopping and got to here. And things were different. You know, continents were larger and there was less of them, and there was land bridges and things like that. So things were much different in the ancient past. If you talk about the Cherokee Nation, they point to the Pleiades. You talk to the Aboriginal people, they point to the Pleiades. And there's a reason for that. And if you want to know what's really going down, there's a place called Gosford Glyphs. And the Strongs, I think it's Evan Strong and I'm brain farting right now, but they're the ones that have done most of the research on that. And we're gonna bring that up later. I'll put it out. Standing with Stephen and Evan Strong, but they've done amazing research there, and they read these glyphs, and the whole history of Earth is written on these glyphs, and they've tried to destroy these glyphs over and over again. They've tried to bomb them. They've tried to do all kinds of things to destroy these glyphs because they just smack the face of religion, and they smack the face of history, and all the physicists and scientists and archaeologists that have written their books, you know, are all being proven to be incorrect when you read these glyphs. And the glyphs talk about a very ancient time when these beings came, these ancient Lyrians. They're very tall beings. They came. There was a man that was evolving here naturally. And what I say about naturally is that nature was evolving here. Nature evolves on its own, but it always gets help. Creation, higher dimensional beings are always assisting this process. And so basically there was a man that was evolving here naturally. It's called the Denisovian man. And so the ships come down and they land and they add their genetics to the Denisovian man and create a whole new species. And so, you know, basically, if you look at the genome experiment, we all have Aboriginal genes. We all originated from Australia. And so the second wave came in Africa, and that was Enki and Enlil and those guys. They came in and set up a colony in Africa. So we've had many, many colonization processes. So, you know, we went through the Great Floods and Great Cleansing and all these other things that happened. And then, you know, we had meteors impact the Earth, all kinds of things have happened where humanity's had to start over. And so there was a repeated colonization process. The last colonization process was Atlantis and Lemuria, and those were Pleiadian colonies. And when they got those colonies going, other star nations came and joined in. And they brought their genetics, both human and plant genetics, to the planet. And this is the real history of Earth. And I know a lot of people are going to get really upset. I'm not trying to take away your God. I'm not trying to take away Jesus. He fits into this very well. And he was in the alignment. He was genetically aligned with these beings. And actually, Mary had Lyrian genetics. She had very high genetics. And Jesus's genetics were upgraded, let's say. So, you know, when Moses was pissed off and upset, saying, I haven't laid with this woman and she's pregnant, you know, and wanted to get rid of her, you know, there was a being, a very advanced being appeared to him and said, this is, you know, God's child, or this is my child, your rearm is your own. That being had some very high genetics. And some people say it was Gabriel, other people have different names. But the archangels actually fit into the Andromedan spectrum, which are beings that are extremely advanced. They have magnetized light bodies. They're 8 to 10 feet tall, and they live in a holographic light universe. And there's other very advanced beings in the Pleiades, in the Orion Council of Light are very advanced beings. The Sirians, you know, there's hybrids and there's mixes, and some are part human, some are part feline, there's a lot of different mixes out there. And a lot of hybrids and things like that out there. Some worked really well and went on to evolve and evolved to a very high state. Others devolved and it didn't work out too good for them. There's some beings that don't have love and compassion and emotion. They don't have that, so they're stuck in 4D. And that's this grid, this 4D grid, that's where you find the demonic type stuff and the misshapen beings. And it's a real mess in lower 4D. You have the regenerate, or the degenerate, I should say, ETs there, some grays and reptilians and serpent beings and things like that. And so basically, now I'm jumping around a little bit because I'm tying this all together. There'll be a big wraparound in the end. So these other lower beings started coming in and infiltrating the Earth, the project here. Now, the Earth was designed to be an Eden. It was designed to actually it was a grand experiment, and all the star nations were involved in it, and they wanted to create a place where everything could evolve to its highest potential and actually create heaven on Earth like an Eden. And it got hijacked by these lower forms. And so the first hijacking was back in the 8 days of Marduk. And Marduk was one of the sons of the Anunnaki, and he wanted total supremacy over the Earth. So he made a pact with the reptilians, and it didn't go well for the planet or him. And it became a big mess, and we're still dealing with that. And so we've got these negative grays and reptilians and some of these serpent beings and things like that that are in the fourth dimension. And some actually can come into the third dimension and make themselves known. And these are the beings that are part of the Archon grid, the Draconian grid. Everybody has a different name for it. And it's the enslavement grid that's held us down for so long. And they are the puppet masters of the Illuminati. Unfortunately, the Illuminati, they had an opportunity. The original Illuminati were supposed to be the Illumined ones, and they're supposed to serve humanity, and they were supposed to make decisions that were in our highest and best good to make sure that we evolved to our highest potential, and they fell, and they decided to become self-serving, and then the reptilians jumped in, and then they started doing sacrifices and satanic rituals and blood sacrifices and things like that, which you hear all about now. You know, the whole pedophile network, everything, that's all part of that. And, you know, it's just real, folks. It's not a joke. I mean, this is not a conspiracy. This is real. And so the reason I'm talking about this is that right now we're in a transdimensional war. And you're seeing it on this level with a lot of very brave people that are stepping forward and trying to bring back the Republic, and they're trying to free the people and create a more even dispersal of wealth. And they're working on all kinds of things to restore the planet. And it's going to take time. And again, I'm not too happy with some decisions that are made by the new current administration, but overall, they've got their hands full. And they're draining the swamp, and they have to clear out a lot of this satanic blood ritual and Archon network, you might say, the pedophile network. It's all tied into these Archons and this grid. So it's not just, you know, getting rid of the pedophiles. It's not just getting rid of the corruption. You know, it's not just getting rid of the globalists. There's more to it. And my hat's off to these guys. And I'll tell you something, a lot of these people coming in, these generals, Trump and all these people, they incarnated to do this. They came in from other dimensions. Are they fully aware of that? Maybe some are, maybe they're not. They don't know what's driving them to do these things. And they're not perfect. They're still running some old programs and they're doing the best they can. So it's going to be a series of steps. And we have to look at this stuff with brutal honesty. The very people that so many are marching for and think they're marching for freedom and rights and things like that are the very people that have taken their freedom and taken their rights away from them. So it's a world of opposites right now. So almost everything is opposite. The agencies are opposite. They're all doing the opposite of what they're created to do. I mean, look at the Defense Department. It's the Offense Department. Look at the Justice Department. It's the Just Us Department. The rich control it. Look at the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency. It's like they've sold out to Monsanto and all these other guys. They're revolving doors. You know, they leave one company and go into another. The war industry. You know, they retire from being generals, and then they turn around and they go to work for the war industry. You know, all this stuff needs to be cleaned up, and we're in the process of cleaning this up. Do we need a Defense Department? Yes. You know, do we need an Environmental Protection Agency? Yes. We need one that's actually protecting the environment and not protecting the major corporations. You know, do we? So, you know, all these things. I can go on and on, but we're in a world of opposites right now. And a lot of these people that are claiming, you know, they want a revolution and they want this and that, and they want to free the people, are actually working for the very people that enslaved you and want to continue to enslave you. So it's all about dividing America, breaking the back of America, destroying the economy here, and throwing us back into serfdom. That's the game. You know, luckily enough, people have figured it out. They know the game, and these other people are starting to get exposed. So what I'm asking people to do is just suspend judgment for a while and be very clear on where you get your information. And do you know if this information is true or not? I keep seeing people spew these things out, Russian this, Russian that. It's all been proven and been vetted out that there was no Russian interference. But again, people are still doing that. You know, they're claiming Trump of Russia this, Russia that. It's like, come on, give it a break. You know, and they said he's going to destroy, you know, women's rights. And I said, he hasn't done anything yet. You know, let's see what happens here. But, you know, I think he's all for equality, you know, and he is bringing, you know. And another thing, too, is like the welfare department, it's not welfare for everybody to be dependent on the government and just a few people working. That's not in your highest and best good. Again, I think it's an important step to bring the jobs back, because who's going to pay for all the people that aren't working? You know, if you don't have jobs, that's a recipe for disaster. And eventually, when the global reset happens, there's going to be a lot more money, a lot more funds available. We won't have that massive drain off, you know, from the globalists that is keeping us enslaved through dependency. And a lot of new innovations are coming out. So I'm really seeing the future as the new healing technologies are going to come out, the new fuelless energy technologies are going to come out. All this stuff is going to be coming out because it's part of the republic, of reestablishing the republic. And that's something Trump and his generals and all of them are putting their lives on the line right now to make happen. And so I'm not saying he's perfect. I don't have a Trump T-shirt, you know, but he is draining the swamp, and he is backed by the ETs. A lot of people get very angry at me about when I say that, but when you see his plane take off or his helicopter take off, you'll see ships flying right alongside it. And this was actually on Fox News, because they are protecting him. And again, I'm not saying he's perfect. I don't agree with a lot of the decisions. I think the environment really needs to come first. And we forget about the oil and the pipelines and everything else. We need to bring out the new energy technologies, and then we won't need the oil. And then we don't have a recipe for disaster. You know, we don't have the tankers and the lines breaking and everything else. So, but I think it's a step. You know, there's going to be a series of steps, and eventually we'll probably get to that. In between, a lot of people get really angry at me, and they don't even realize that we totally supported the pipeline, you know, stopping the pipeline, and not with just lip service, but we actually generated a lot of money to help out, you know, the resistance to that. So, you know, there's some things I don't totally agree on, and I just want to be really clear on that. The environment does need to come first. You know, what good is if you have a job, you know, and, you know, your environment collapses? What good is if you buy that fancy new car and the roads are and bridges are gone? You know, you can't even drive it. You know what? I can go on and on with this, you know. So we have to get our acts together here and really look at what's important. And so anyway, there are so many things going on right now. I really want to cover and stress that when you're in anger and when you are in judgment and you are flipping out, you know, and you're adding to the group energy, that group energy, you're feeding the Archon network. That's what they want. They want to create chaos. They want to create adversity. And there's a lot of people out there that aren't at peace that say they're marching for peace, but they're full of rage and anger, and they're carrying a lot of wounds and traumas, especially in the feminine side of things, because, you know, let's face it, the female has got a very bad rap here, had a tough go here on this planet. At one time, actually, the females were in charge, and they ruled the planet a long time ago. It's a lot better system. But some of the most vicious warriors on the planet were actually women. And you know, that's a long history. But anyway, you know, I'm all for equality. I'm all for, you know, but it's really important to release the past, heal the old wounds and traumas, and not support the people that want to continue in this stuff, that aren't taking any responsibility, and they're blaming and projecting and playing the victim role, you know, because that's going to take you nowhere. I think it's important that people heal, they make their own personal God connection and stand in their own divinity and speak up when things aren't right. You know, it's very important. Both men and women need to do that. And I really want to stress a lot about personal responsibility, because that's what's missing here. You know, we shouldn't expect either Trump or the generals or anybody else to restore the republic. We really have to ask ourselves, why do we let it go? And when it was created, you know, the forefathers said, we created a republic. Now let's see if you can keep it. You know, a democracy isn't a republic. And you need to know the difference between the two. And so this hive mind program doesn't work. And that's what they'd like, to create a hive mind and create, you know, a class system and, you know, a hierarchical system. And that's not going to work. You know, the power needs to be restored to the people. Everybody is a king in their own kingdom. And as long as you're not trespassing on somebody else and harming somebody else or the planet, you know, we have a divine right to free will and self-determination. And we need to stand up for those rights. So there's an old saying, we have the government we deserve, because a lot of people fell asleep and they got hypnotized by the TV and by the lamestream media and all the propaganda and nonsense coming out, you know. So, and this is all coming up, you know, it's all coming up for us to look at. And I can go back into this transmissional war. The reason it's coming up is it's part of this war going on. So it's a war for your soul. And what's happening is, what the Illuminati didn't count on is a thing called a fail-safe system in your soul, and it's called soul activation. And your souls are being activated, and you're awakening. And the lamestream news didn't count on that either, that people would start waking up and seeing the deception and the lies and the real agendas behind what they're doing. You know, and the Clintons and the Bushes and the Obamas, which are all part of the New World Order and the globalist agenda, they didn't reckon on people. You know, actually, you know, they thought they'd just keep drinking the Kool-Aid, and people are waking up and they're saying, I'm not going to drink the Kool-Aid. And there are people in their heart of hearts know what's fair and just, and they know, you know, that we do have rights. These are divine rights. It's not just the Bill of Rights. These are divine God-given rights, and it's written in the heart of hearts of everyone. And there is universal law, and it's very basic. It's, you know, it's universal peace, brother, sisterly love, individual freedom and prosperity for everybody. You know, it's called unity consciousness, and that's what's coming in, and it's pushing everything up. So you have the globalists trying to do the separation game, and you have the higher dimensional beings and the wise ones here on the earth that are doing the unity game. And they're going, no, wait, we don't want to divide male against female. We don't want to divide culture against culture. You know, we don't want to divide religion against religion. Know the roots of all this. And within the heart of hearts of everybody your soul, we're all connected to the source, and we all came from the same source, and we all go back to the same source. But you've got all these belief systems that are dividing and separating, and that's what we need to look at. You know, how does this religion fit into unity consciousness and universal law? You know, how big is your God? Is your God just a little old man with a beard that supports you and your religion, and everybody else needs to die or be punished? You know, we need to really look at that. You know, if God is all that is, then everything that is God. You know, the unified field is the source. It's God, whatever you want to call it. We all exist within that unified field. What we do to each other, what we do to the planet, we do to ourselves. It's not that complicated. And so we need to apply that consciousness, that knowingness to our everyday lives and to the world in which we live and how we treat others and the planet. I mean, that's what we really, if you want to get down to basics, that'll turn everything around. You don't have to know about the ancient history of the earth. It's good to know, because you know how, when you know how you got lost, then you can get back. When you know, you know, when you start seeing the God in everyone and everything, that's when you have heaven on earth. When you start dividing and calling people this and calling people that, that's when you have the opposite. And I don't want to be a Pollyanna here, because there are beings on this planet, both physical and non-physical, that are at war with creation, all creation. You know, when you look at these chemtrails, they're destroying the forest, they're destroying life in general, they're destroying the oceans, the rivers, the ponds, everything. Who's behind this? What kind of a nutcase is behind this stuff? You know, when we really look at the impacts of this, then it goes to show you that these are the kind of people that are soulless. They've been usurped by these other entities, these other energies, and that's why you have these problems. It's not, these are inhuman things that are going on, and we have to recognize that. But again, you know, the wise ones, they say the meek shall inherit the earth, but another word for meek is wise. The wise shall inherit the earth. The wise shall endure, is what they say. And so it's time to wise up. We need to rise up, and we need to wise up. And then we're gonna see things happen. And basically, you have the support of all the higher dimensional beings, the source itself. Everything has said enough's enough. We are evolving. The earth herself is evolving. Everything is going to go to the next level. And what you're seeing is that energy is pushing everything up. So we can see nothing's hidden. We can see everything for what it is. But we have to choose to let go of the past and not hold on to our old belief systems and look at everything with new eyes, with the Buddha eyes. They talk about, you know, see everything with new eyes. See it as it is, not how you believe it is, are not according to your beliefs and the programs you've been subjected to and all the social programming and everything else. You know, get in touch with yourself, your own God self, develop your own inner sensitivity, your own BS meter, and then you can see through all this stuff. But if you keep getting caught up in CNN and all these other fake news things and jump into those programs, you're going to be off target, you know, off the mark. There's, I mean, I can go on forever with this stuff, and I'm really trying to keep it down a little bit, but these things really need to be said, and they'll be said again and again till people get it, and not just by me, by other people that are going to be triggered by this information, the energy that's coming with this information, because I'm not alone in this. You know, there's a lot of different beings. I wanted to open up the lines and let people and hear different inputs on this, because, you know, again, you know, it's up to us. It's not up to these leaders to save us. It's up to us to stand up and say, no, you know, this doesn't work. This is not in alignment with universal law. And it doesn't matter whether it's Trump or Obama or Hillary, or I should say Hillary, I shouldn't say Hillary, but any of these people, do some research and look at the real motives behind everything that's going on here. I really do believe Trump is a good man, and I think he's got a real war on his hands, a transmission war on his hands. I don't think big business is the answer. It's a beginning. You know, we need to free the money up so it goes back to the people and back to the infrastructure and give people jobs and things like that. But, you know, we need to shift eventually to a space where we're doing what we want to do, what we really love to do, and that creativity is flowing through us. That's when we're going to have a quantum leap in consciousness. We're not going to be doing menial jobs we hate to be in that aren't challenging us, they aren't testing us. You know, we need to go to the next direction. You know, and if you want to create jobs and turn, make America great again, bring out the fuelless energy technologies, bring out the new healing technologies, you know, the new formulas. I mean, they've been around forever. There's formulas that heal. You know, they don't create a dependency, enslave you, and drain all your resources, you know, as Big Pharma does. And there are other technologies that can heal things. You know, just what, you know, I tried everything. You know, I went on Papimi machines. I was doing colonics. I was doing enemas. I was doing, you know, tried every herb, everything in the book. And finally, I found a combination that works. And it's not that you throw the baby out with the bathwater. A lot of things I were doing were using herbs and things like that and cleansing methods. But I also had to use some allopathic methods to kill this mold that seems to be affecting everybody on the planet. And so, you know, some of these molds that people are getting that are coming down are shutting down your whole system. They're becoming systemic, and it's not fun, you know. And I think that's why I went through this, is so I could help others, so I could understand what's going on and have compassion and empathy for others that are going through this, which is actually why I've been building the SETI Ranch all along, is to create a template where these technologies can be used, you know, and that can go out to the rest of the world and show people how we can live under universal law. We can live in harmony with each other and nature, and we can bring these technologies to the forefront, you know, to assist the awakened healing process on the planet and clean up the environment. You know, that's been my goal for 30 years, and that's what we've been working on. And, almost got taken out, but I'm back, and I'm back with a passion, and I'm back, and my health is back, and I'm feeling great, and so we are going to go forward with this. But again, it's not up to me to do this either. You know, this is what my soul is demanding of me, and I'm in alignment with my soul and the source. You know, having died a couple times, you know, we're on a first name basis, and so, you know, with that's where I'm coming from. And I think we all need to make our own personal connection with Source and shift back into service and put an end to the tyranny on this planet. And that's what's happening right now as we speak. What's happening behind closed doors and in rooms would shock people. I mean, the people that I've been in contact with on the highest levels that are turning this planet around are very, very tapped in. They're very spiritual. They're very passionate about turning this planet around. They're very passionate about ending the tyranny. And I think Trump is very passionate about that as well. So again, you know, we need to put the environment first though, and start create jobs for that, to clean this planet up, clean the environment up, you know, and move in that direction. Get rid of the people that are destroying the environment, you know, hold them accountable. Again, personal responsibility, hold them accountable. You know, hold Monsanto, Satan accountable for what it's doing. You know, that really needs to happen. These laws, they're hiding behind, part of the Just Us Department, need to go away. If you're harming people, if you're harming the environment, you need to be held accountable. It's that simple. You know, I just found all these gluten-free breads and everything else had really high levels of glyphosate in them. I'm going, great. You know, what next? You know, so anyway, it's these scams have got to be called out. You know, we need to deal with that. We need to call these scams out and deal with them. I want to go ahead and give the numbers out really quick. It's 888-627-6008 if you want to call in. 888-627-6008. 6008 if you want to go call in. And I think we have a caller. We've got Gordon on line one. Gordon, are you with us?
Yeah, I am.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I have a question about the transdimensional elements and some of the a lot of people referred to, and you have as well, to different beings that are at a higher level trying to help the planet and are involved in the planet. But what I've never heard anyone talk about are dragons. There seems to be a lot of attempts to somehow make dragons look like they're bad, put them into a bad light. But I'm just wondering if they have a role in some of the things that you've been talking about.
You know, they actually do. And we can't confuse dragons with reptilians, although there are some winged reptilians in the higher, more hierarchical order.
Right.
The dragons are different. And in what ancient times, yeah. The dragons were the protectors of man. And
right.
They were the wise ones and the protectors of man. I've actually connected with dragons before a couple times. It scared the crap out of me, to be honest with you, the first time it happened. I wasn't ready for it because of their power. And you
right.
know, when you have something with that big of a head, you know, breathing down your neck and you don't even want to turn around. But I realized I had to conquer my own fear, you know, before I could actually work with these beings. And there's different types of dragons in the Chinese programs. You know, there's a lot of dragons. You know, there's the red dragon, the white dragon,
right.
the golden dragon. And I actually had a white dragon, and they're the ones that don't really have arms and legs. They kind of float, you know, they're long, they're almost snake-like, but they have a dragon head.
Right.
And I was meditating, one came right at me, and it kind of freaked me out because I wasn't ready for it. And then I looked at it and I kind of shielded up, and it kind of turned and smiled at me and made a turn and went off in another direction. And I think that's connected to the work I've been doing with the elders, you know, the Golden Dragon Society,
right,
and the White Dragon
right.
Society. But go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, did they have governance over this planet when you talked about it first creating this Eden where the planet was also at a higher dimension? Like, the dragons have a role in that, in sort of a sense of governance? You said they were the wise ones that guided, I guess, mankind or the people at the planet, on the planet at the time?
Well, I think in ancient times, and I'm not an expert on this, so I don't know a lot about dragons other than my own experience, but I have read some things, and I've talked to some people that were, that actually were part, even, you know, I can't talk too much about it, but I've talked to people that were part of the royal family, and they said the dragons still exist, and they know where they are, but they said you have to have your act together if you're going to go and stand before one, because if you have any fear, you know, you could get in
right.
trouble. But
we're talking about trans. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, but so it's kind of interesting. I was in the airport and I was looking at this woman, and I believe she was Chinese, and I think her dad must have been somewhere high up, you know, in society or whatever. And
mm-hmm.
she had a dragon protector, and I saw it standing right behind her. I looked up at it.
Mm-hmm.
And it turned around and looked at me and it, like, smiled at me, you know. So I go and I sent a thought to it, like, oh, so you're her protector. And it just nodded. That was it. It nodded and that was it, you know. But I always pop back and forth, and it's pretty, you know, a lot of people want me to do peyote ceremonies and things like that. And I go, I have enough trouble with already,
right.
you know, with
yeah.
what I'm saying. You know, I don't need more.
So do they have a role now, do you think?
I think they do, but I don't really know exactly what it is. And actually, one of my questions to some of the elders I've been working with, that's exactly what my question is who are these dragons? Why are they coming to me? And what's their role? And I haven't
right.
heard back yet. You know, as soon as I hear back, I'll let you know. If you send me an email, as soon as I know, I'll let you know, or I'll talk about it on the air, or put it out over the newsletter as soon as I get an answer back.
Okay,
but
that'd be really interesting to hear about that, just because I find in Europe the dragons seem to have been villainized so much, and yet like the royal bloodlines also at the same time seem to want to associate themselves with the image of the image of the dragon, or the power of that what the dragon represents.
Yeah, And, you know, a lot of times in the ancient times, if you weren't noble and you tried to get the power of the dragon, you know, they'd dip people in dragon's blood and things like that, that it always went bad. You know, if you didn't have high morals and a sense of nobility or whatever, and high moral ground, it went bad. You know, it always went bad.
Right. Are there some people who believe they actually exist physically in our world, or is it more on a transdimensional level that we're talking about?
Well, one person I know, which I really trust, said they are here in this world. They are here. They're very secluded, and they're in certain places. But the ones I saw were transdimensional. They're on another dimension.
Right. Interesting. Yeah, I'd be happy to shoot up. I'd be love to hear more about that. So.
Yeah, and I'll put it out on the newsletter. As soon as I find out, I'll put a blurb, a shot out. If you sign up for the newsletter, I always, with the new stuff I find out. But it's interesting you're asking that, because I just got through sending an email to a liaison for, you know, the Golden Dragon, the head of the Golden Dragon, and waiting to hear back from him.
Well, I felt I can't say really put it into words, but it just feels like they're present in some way, and I was just curious as to what you might have experienced about that. So it's good to hear.
Yeah, I think it'd be really good to have one on your side, you know, in dealing with some of these other things. I think they can really clean up. But I know there's beings that are pretty intense. I mean, some of these 17-foot tall lion beings that are the protectors of the gods that are here, they are definitely good to have on your side, especially when you're dealing with the low-level stuff. They clean house really quick. And there's a lot of, and one of the things I think I find it sad, and you know, there's a lot of people out there, and I really respect these guys like Jerome Corsi, and I'm trying to think of the other guys, they don't have any knowledge of really what the higher dimensions are about. They have a biblical knowledge, and a lot of them are doing some really good work in establishing the Republic and things like that. But you know, they come across and they say all ETs are demons, you know.
Right.
And it's very sad, because there are, you know, there are low-level ETs. And when you go past the psychic barrier in the fourth dimension, you've got fifth dimensional, sixth, seventh dimensional beings out there. And masters and ETs are synonymous. And they're working together on our behalf. And to condemn them when they're really working their butts off to turn this planet around and assist us, I think is kind of a travesty. And so it's sad that they're staying in their box, you know, and they're in that polarity box where all they see is God and the devil and demons and angels, you know, because the universe is so much more vast and it's ancient and there's all kinds of different beings out there.
Well, quite often I find, you know, you've talked about it a lot, and I appreciate, you know, the information you do put out, but you talk about the importance of universal law and people need to sort of grab onto their own sovereignty and, you know, look at things with a different set of eyes. But I think I don't think, though, that the issue of free will, I think that we've been, when I mean me, people generally have been so heavily programmed over the period that it's really hard to actually even figure out when we are actually exercising free will.
Exactly. And you have to be brutally honest with yourself. And I think, you know, if you carried just the basic universal laws on a piece of paper, and no matter what you do, just say, you know, am I practicing kindness? Does this align with universal peace or brother, sister, love or individual freedom and prosperity for everybody? Is this unifying or is this separating? We need to just start, you know, making a habit of applying that to everything we do, on our relationships with each other, our relationships with the planet, everything. And then we can turn things around. But you're right. I mean, we have been so programmed and it's so heavy. But the good news is there's another program coming and a whole new grid that's coming that's going to reprogram things and get things back on track.
Right. Okay. Well, thank you for taking my call. I'll let you know when you can answer. And I look forward to hearing more about the dragons as you find stuff out.
All right, great. Looks like we got Maggie on line two. Maggie, are you with us?
How do you do? Good evening.
Good evening. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, James. It's such a pleasure to hear your voice live. Listen, I actually sent you an email today. I kind of forgot that you were doing the show tonight, but it's lovely timing. I represent a company that is helming amazing multidimensional product laced with Ormus Gold, targeted at healing human health and all ecology. And it's very, there's a chemtrail card, and I wanted to just call and introduce that on the show with you. It's called Holidium Labs. And I think you might even be aware of the inventor, Gary Sunder Pratt, Chief Sunder White Cloud.
I think I do, yeah.
I have not got my pitch down, and I wasn't really planning to make this call, but I'm such an enthusiastic cheerleader and trying to get the word out.
Is there a website that people can go to check this out?
Absolutely. Holidium. H-O-L-I-D-I-U-M.
Great.
Lab.
Yeah.
Holidium Lab.
Yeah, definitely. You know, people check it out. Go to the site and see if it works for you.
Quantum restoration for all ecology.
it's a lot of work. I hope these products do what they say they're going to do. I don't know. I just have to look into myself. But I've seen a lot of products out there, and some actually work, and some are, I think, work off of people's belief systems. If you believe it's going to work, it's probably going to work.
Yes. I encourage everyone to really vet it. There are many demonstrations on YouTube right now regarding a product called RED, R-E-D, Reduced Emissions Device, that happens to be a product that we're pushing right now because it's tied to carbon credits. But you can literally expose the gas tank of your car to a text, like a cell phone text, and it brings the emissions to nothing. And it's all of it is so, so fun, but that's immediate results. It's a tangible, immediate thing that you can observe.
Can you send me, you probably already sent me an email, but definitely if you haven't, you know, send me an email with all that information on it, and I'll check it out, because I'm totally into new technologies, especially ones that are going to restore, you know, health and clean up the environment. And that's basically what I've been all about at the ranch there.
I know. And I don't remember the name. You are promoting a water, or you endorse a particular water?
Yeah. Actually, it's Langenberg Research or Langenberg Water.
Okay.
It's Langenberg Water. And
wonderful.
What this German biophysicist did, he actually crystallized oxygen, and he stabilized it in a microhydrant. So the water molecules are smaller. And so when you drink this water, it hydrates you immediately, and it also, the oxygen crystals that are in the water, when they touch a virus or a bacteria, they pop it, even pollutants in your body, and it turns it into a crystalline form, and it actually becomes food. And I've watched this under a microscope, and it blew my mind when I saw what this thing did, what this water did. And I watched him pour this water into a little petri dish on a microscope, you know, and he said, look, see all the pollutants in the water, see all the little viruses, and some of the viruses we were looking at were pretty nasty ones. And he goes, watch this, and he put a couple drops of water in there, the whole field turned into a crystal, looked like little crystal trees. And I went, oh my God. Yeah. So you don't have the die-off and the other things that you get. And, you know, cancer is anaerobic. Cancer hates oxygen. Mm-hmm. So, you know, Otto Warburg, and I think it was in 1929 or 27, I'm not sure, but he was a triple Nobel Prize winner, and he gave us the cure for cancer. He said, you just, you know, you make the blood more alkaline and increase the oxygen. But nobody's
listening. We're just stuck at this juncture with that information.
Yeah, it's pretty sad, you know, but anyway. But hey, thanks for calling in. I'll look into it.
I just want to chime in also regarding the chemtrail thing, that Sunder is sort of in not cahoots, but he grokked Fred Bell's work, and the fellow that you mentioned earlier, Harold Coates Bella, we're hip to the Morgellons and the spider silk and all of that. So just, Holidium. Do, and I will send you more leads.
Okay, great. I'll check
okay,
into that.
Cheers. Take care.
All right, thanks a lot. All right, we've got Kim on line three. Kim, are you with us?
Yes, I am. How
Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I've actually just came across you, I think, in September of last year, so I've listened to about three different shows, and a couple of times you mentioned that you have a Bigfoot at your property.
Yeah, we have my family there.
Yeah, and so I actually had an encounter in 2015, because I live in Washington State as well. I'm over on the peninsula, and I met five of them one night, and had some interesting interactions with them over the course of the next few months. But I also started noticing after I saw them and was interacting with them that there would be orbs, you know, flying through the forest and whatnot. And I'm just wondering, like, what's your take on all that? Like, what, like the man asked the first question, you know, what's the role of the dragons? What is the role of the forest people?
Oh, God. I mean, that's a whole show in itself. And I just got the message that I'm out of time, so I've got to sign off. But go ahead and call in next week, and we'll answer that question. But it's all together, you know, all the Bigfoot, the nature kingdom, the orbs, the higher dimensional beings, the masters. It's all tied together, and it's just part of the higher dimensional stuff going on.
Okay, I wondered about that. I just didn't know what the connection was, but I knew that it had to be connected somehow. Well, thank you so much. Yeah. I appreciate your time.
All right, thanks for calling. Unfortunately, we got to go. I've been having a great time tonight, and I lost track of time, so got to sign off. But anyway, it's James Gillen with Azure Talk Radio. Stay in the heart and pay attention. Make your own personal God connection, and all will be well. Have a good evening.